producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, good morning. I am your host, Leon Francis, for this first hour of What's On Your Mind. That is the question of the day. It's the question of the show. It's the premise behind this show. What's on your mind? Tons of things going on in the media today, locally and nationally. A couple of questions that are on my mind is, where is President Obama, especially as the world kind of sizzles and cracks and burns and that sort of thing? Where is our president? Do you think his leadership has been up to snuff, especially as it pertains to ISIS and what's going on over there in the Middle East? France's economy is tanking. I mean, there are fires all over the place. And then here close to home, you have new revelations over there at the IRS. You have the VA scandals going on. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in America and across the globe. Do you believe that President Obama has been an effective leader? I have my druthers. I want to know what you think. I want to know what's on your mind. I'm going to ask the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, that exact same question. A couple of other things I want to discuss with them is the fact that, and I want to know your opinion on this too. How do you feel? There's a new report out from the Taxpayer Protection Alliance that says Congress is paid three times more than the average full-time worker in the United States. Three times more than the average worker here in the U.S. of A. How do you feel about that? Does it matter? They have a pretty big job. I guess the question would be, do you think that they are up to the challenge? Do you think that they are earning that their pay grade? Do you think that they're earning that salary? Or do you think that that may be one of the reasons why they're so out of touch with their average everyday Americans? I don't know. I said, and I think some congressmen and women, they get in there and they try to do what they believe is right for their constituents, and my hat's off to them. But you got some folks in there, you just kind of scratch your head and wonder, why are we paying them again? And why are they making three times as much as the average Joe or Jane out there? I don't know. These are questions that are bigger than me, which is why I need your input. 855-200-1776, extension 2, for this first hour of What's On Your Mind. Scott will be right behind this mic at 9 o'clock and taking your phone calls and asking the same question. What's on your mind today? Beautiful day here in sunny Southside Fargo. Love the weather. I mean, you couldn't ask for better summer weather. Anyway, you wake up in the morning, go outside. It's not stifling hot. It's not, you know, frigidly cold yet. So I've heard. So that's always good. Last night, I don't know how many of you caught the 6:30 Point of View segment. Yours truly was a guest on that round table. Along with Chris Berg and Cindy Gomez and David, one of the things that we discussed was I'm sure you've heard about this NDSC student Andrew Sadek. He was He went missing. They found his body. A sad, tragic, tragic story here. They found his body. A little controversy surrounding his disappearance and his subsequent death. His mom is upset, and I don't blame her, not at all. But one of the things that we did last night is we played a clip of her explaining her thoughts and her feelings on what happened to her son. A little background is when he was missing, things came to light that he had a warrant out for him. Something about drugs in there. Well, it comes to find out that there was an organization that wanted him to be an informant for them for drug dealers in the area. His mom thinks, and I'm looking at this situation and I'm like, it's tragic. His mom thinks that the pressure got so great. And remember, when they found his body, they did a toxicology report. He had no drugs in his system. I don't know if he was selling drugs or, you know, he tried to buy some from an undercover informant. I don't know the details. I don't think anyone knows the details except for maybe his mom and the folks over there at SEMCA. But the long story short is his mom believes that this organization basically murdered her son. She thinks that the pressures got to either, one, be too great for him and he took his own life, or, you know, someone found out that he was talking with these folks from SEMCA and they, you know, murdered him. She says that his body was found with a backpack weighted down with rocks, that's the reason why, you know, when he was in the river, they couldn't find him for a while, for a good little time. One gunshot to the head, a sad, sad, tragic, tragic story. But she believes that this organization should be held accountable for this. She says that these are trained guys who are paid to go out there and engage in the war on drugs, and they're using these kids, these impressionable, immature, and I'm not saying that in a disparaging way. Their maturity level is not at a point where they can make adult decisions, in my opinion. They're easily manipulated. She believes that happened with her son, and these folks need to be held accountable. Now, last night on 630 Point of View, Chris brought up some excellent points. The fact that, one, the guys over there on campus at the North Dakota State College of Science, the police force over there said that this wasn't a high priority. And that leaves me scratching my head. You got a kid on campus that is either murdered or committed suicide. There are circumstances surrounding that involve not drug use, but absolutely the sale of narcotics. And he says that, and the chief over there says that, you know, this isn't a big deal. This isn't a high priority. I have a problem with that. I want to know how you feel about that. And the story, you can find it on 630 Point of View. Just Google KXJB, watch the broadcast, or in the forum, they have a story about it also. But I guess the question that I have for you is the accountability factor. Especially when it comes to SEMCA. Wayne Stengem says he has, you know, no authority over them because they are a different entity, but he's going to look into it. I totally understand the mom's point of view. You know, she lost a son. She feels that he was being used. And it just goes to me to accountability with the folks over there with the North Dakota State College of Science, that police force, and SEMCA. I want to know how you feel about that. If you haven't seen it, or you don't know a lot about this story, I would encourage you to read up on it, because the one thing that will bring accountability to a situation like this is folks talking about it. The light, you know, shone on this situation. So I'd encourage you to do that and give me a little feedback on that. 855-200-1776. This kid was found, according to his mom anyway, he was found with a rock-filled backpack strapped to him. It blows my mind that the folks over there that are handling this investigation says that's not a big deal. I don't know. I believe that it is. We'll be back in just a minute with the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner, and Blanquita Cullum to discuss the news from the left and the right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Chase on the Lake. Just saying that. Chase on the Lake, I relax. We're talking about a great resort on the shores of Leech Lake, a fabulous walleye lake with a whole lot of fun and recreation no matter what you love. Pontooning, watercraft, fishing, you can do it all. Speedboat rentals, Chase on the Lake is the spot, folks. Fabulous restaurant, the 502 overlooking the lake. Lakeside dining, big pool, sauna. The place is absolutely amazing. Bowling alley, great place for meetings and retreats, weddings and family reunions. This place is absolutely fantastic. And our friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, have asked us to extend to you, our listeners, a fabulous deal for September. Stay two nights in a condo and get a half-day watercraft, all for $399. That's right. Is that an incredible deal or what? Tell them you want the Scott Special, ChaseOnTheLake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Scott sent you.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is the show that asks you the question, what's on your mind? And that's the question I have for the Golden Girls this morning, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum. How are you doing, girls?
We're okay, I guess. We're in two separate locations, but I think we're okay.
You're in two separate locations?
I'm in New York State, and she's in great Washington.
I'm in the belly of the beast, is what she's saying. I'm here in D.C.
Don't succumb to Potomac fever. Take some two-by-tea, if you know what I mean.
I never succumb to Potomac fever. Both Ellen and I get out of town just when it's going to hit.
Good deal, good deal. I got a couple of things that are on my mind this morning. One is, have you seen the Taxpayer Protection Alliance, this report that says Congress is paid three times more than the average full-time worker here in the United States? I want to know, and I guess I'll throw this to Ellen first. Do you think that that's a problem? Do you think that they do such a great job that that pay grade is warranted? What are your feelings on that?
Well, my first feeling is that, you know, by the time you get to Congress, you've probably done something with your life. So very few people get to Congress who just sort of start out without an education. A lot of people are doctors, lawyers, et cetera. So I don't have so much a problem with that. And secondly, remember, people in Congress have to maintain two households. Now, some people do stay in their offices, but most people actually rent a place, and so they really do have to maintain two households. Their back and forth are paid for by their office, but they do have to maintain two households, and so I think it's a very different circumstance.
I don't disagree with her on that one. I don't disagree with Ellen on that, because basically the most important thing is if they completely stay engaged with their community, and if they're, you know, the House members at least go back home more frequently and they are in touch with their constituency more. But, you know, as long as they're doing right for the American people, I think that's what most of the taxpayers are going to care about.
Well, I agree with that, but then I'm looking at it, and they have in the teens, their approval rating is in the teens, and that's from the folks that they're supposed to be representing. And I'm just wondering if we're paying for their salary, and we are not happy with their job performance. Does
so
a
then you
three
fire them
times,
if you don't like them, and the way you fire them is vote them out of office.
That's one. But well, number two, don't forget, when you can take these congressional surveys and then you ask people about their member of Congress, the guy that meets them at the bus stop when they're getting off for work in the morning, and people have a very different viewpoint of their member of Congress than they do of Congress as a whole. And that's an important distinction, because they're not going to get thrown out of office.
But I think a lot of them get. I think a lot will get thrown out of office this time, though, and I think you're going to see a huge change over in the Congress, both in the Senate and the House.
It's usually about.
And what I think,
I'd be surprised if it's going to be more than 20.
Something else that weighs heavily on my mind is the fact that, especially with the benefits and the salary and all of that, if you put all that together, Congress is among the highest paid 5% of U.S. workers. And I think that maybe puts them out of touch with Main Street, with the folks here in flyover country. I think it may be the reason that we feel that they're out of touch. I think that they're out of touch many, many times with what actually happens here on the ground. And I don't know. How do you feel about that? Do you think that that may fuel some of the, you know, Congress is out of touch with the Main Street, that sentiment that is pervasive in this country?
Well, I actually think that the reason that people are upset with the Congress and upset with the president is because this country and the world is like having its own earthquake, whether it's terrorism, the situation with the border, the situation at the IRS, the absentee president, Congress, which is having a hard time being able to accomplish any substantive goals. I think that's the reason. And again, if you don't like what your member of Congress is doing, go visit them and their office and their home district. You don't have to wait to go to D.C. You can go see them there. The Senate is not so easily accessible, but you can certainly call their offices. And if you get more than 100 calls in the Senate, they'll start listening.
Ah, you agree, Ellen?
I do. I think that calling your member of Congress is the best way to begin to deal with things. You know, it used to be letter writing. Now it's calling.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. The opinion from the left and from the right. Another question I have for you. So we saw that British guy over is accused of anyway, and the evidence is pretty strong that he is the guy that killed Foley. And it just came to light that there was an American over there, and he actually graduated from high school here in Minnesota. I got the question, I think, is his last name or something. Yes,
yeah,
McCain is it? Yeah, how ironic is that? I guess the question that I have is, what would have a guy who has some measure of success, British citizen, and then this guy from Minneapolis, what would make an American and a British citizen fight for these guys over there in ISIS, at ISIS? What are we missing here? And I'll throw that to Ellen first.
Well, it's very hard to know. I mean, this guy, I just was reading about him and his history this morning. He had been arrested many times. Somebody radicalized him. So if you've been arrested many times and you're into, you know, getting into fights, and then somebody says, okay, you can fight for God, but you're still going to fight, it goes along with his sort of who he is. And so I think they may be taking these crazy kids who are willing to do crazy things because that is in their personality.
And it's important to note that in prison and in jail, there is a huge Muslim population, and the conversion from especially young African-American males to Muslim, it's huge in our prison system, in our penal.
I mean, you know, right now, if you ask a young person, you know, back when Ellen and I were growing up, kids were looking at astronauts. They were looking at great heroes to be their role models. Right now, we don't even foster any great heroes for young people to look up at. I mean, who are their heroes? Rap stars? Who are their heroes? You know, compromised sports stars?
Well, there's another problem, too, Blanquita, which is that these kids now, they don't relate to human beings. They relate to that thing in front of them, iPhone, whatever, whatever.
Right.
And smartphone or dumb phone or whatever it is. And they don't connect to people so that they are.
There is obviously a disconnect there, but I want to thank you, Ellen and Blanquita, for coming on and giving us some time on What's On Your Mind. We'll be right back right after this break.
Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
That's a catchy little number. I think I like that. It perked me right up hearing this music here. Who is that? Anyway, I gotta brainstorm on that. But I'm going to do that right after we talk to my next guest. So I'm sure we're all, as I am, we're wondering why President Obama is casually golfing. You see the pictures of him cheesing it up on the back nine with his friends, relaxing that Martha's Vineyard. And then you got ISIS running around, you know, slapping babies and kicking puppies. These folks are beheading people. They have the Christians on top of the mountain. I mean, it is a horrible situation, and we got a smiling, golfing president. Well, my next guest is David Bozell and he is with For America. He's not with them. He's actually the president of For America. We have him on to answer this question for us. So what's with our absentee commander-in-chief? So I want to welcome you to What's on Your Mind, David.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Not a problem. So we're all sitting back here, and we're in flyover country, and we see all these pictures of President Obama, you know, and he's just living it up. It seems to us he's on an extended vacation. You see pictures of him on the golf course, and you look at the next screen. Well, if you're looking at Fox News or some other medium outside of the mainstream media, you're like, wait a minute, the world is kind of burning right now, and this guy's on the golf course. So I'll ask you what's on my mind and probably a lot of other folks. What's up with that, man?
Well, I tell you, look, I don't begrudge a guy even the president for taking a vacation now and then. But the fact of the matter is that as a country, we have to come to the sad realization that the president of the United States is AWOL. And that's, I think, where he will spend the remainder of his presidency. He simply just does not want to tend to the political and public policy issues of the day. I was doing some math the other day. I think I'm right, but don't quote me on it, even though I'm on national radio. I'm pretty sure that he has spent 10% of his presidency on a golf course. He's approaching about 200 rounds, and he's been in office for about a little over 1,200 days. I don't remember that as a campaign pledge in 2008, 2012. I remember lots of hope and change and yes, we can and yes, we will and that kind of thing. But I don't remember him saying, you know, if elected, I'll spend 10% of my time playing golf.
Yeah, I don't remember him promising.
It's a sad state of affairs. Right, left, or indifferent, whatever your political persuasion is, the guy just has just checked out. And we just have to accept that.
Wow. Yeah, I remember the whole hope and change. I don't remember the birdies and eagles. I don't remember that. you know.
Well,
Look at foreign policy, guys. He's all over the map. I mean, he obviously, it goes against every fiber in his being to go back into Iraq, and God forbid, help prevent a slaughter. I mean, you've got, children, militant children, who are massacring other children, beheading them. You've got American reporters being beheaded. And it goes against every fiber of his being to do anything about it. He, the longest time he publicly said we would not be involved at all. He does the airstrikes. And then he goes to the American Legion yesterday for a speech which completely fell flat. And he basically says, you know, the United States of America is still a country that, if an ally needs us, if a country needs our help, they know who to call. And it's not true at all.
It's not us. I mean, they may know who to call, but it definitely isn't anywhere on Pennsylvania Avenue, in my humble opinion. And I have another question. So, again, you have all of these things going on. You would think, especially with the presidential election right around the corner, you would think that the Democrats would want strong leadership to usher in, you know, another Democratic president. And, you know, so what is he doing? I mean, he's hurting his own party's brand, in my opinion. So how do you explain that?
Let's flip it. Let's talk about the politics of this. Where is the Republican Party, guys? Where are they? At this point, and I've been long critical of the Republican Party's lack of policy prescriptions being presented to the American people, giving the American people a choice in the elections coming up in November. And then going forward into 2016, the only people that really do have policy prescriptions are the Ted Cruz's and Marco Rubio's of the world, but they get stifled by their leadership. At this point, all the Republican Party really has to do is basically campaign on the pledge that they're going to show up for work. I mean, that's about as easy as it gets. The Democrats just don't want to show up. Harry Reid takes the Senate out of session whenever he wants to. And they're gone. I mean, we've got a humanitarian crisis down at the border. And the Senate just doesn't want to do anything. And the House passes their bill, their immigration bill, and the Senate just thumbs their nose at it and walks away and doesn't even want to have a conversation about trying to address the other humanitarian crisis going on, which is on our own southern border. So it's just at this point, the Republicans, all they have to really do is run some creative advertising that they're going to wake up every day and report to work and want to do good things for the country, but they can't even muster up the energy to do that. That's the sad part of it.
What do you attribute that to? I totally agree. I think that it would be a very easy campaign to mount. I mean, you wouldn't have to put a lot of – just show up. Just have a congressman or a senator wake up, grab a cup of Joe, grab his briefcase, and head to the White House, and there you go. But I'm copywriting that. I want royalties when those commercials start coming out. But I guess my question is, you know, why aren't we seeing that? I hear folks like Huckabee last night. I heard a speech that he gave that actually filled me with a little hope. But outside of him and maybe a handful of other guys, I don't see it.
Well, the leadership of the upper echelon of the Republican Party simply has to go because they simply they do not know how to put together a game plan to address, you know, the political and public policy issues of the day. I think they subscribe to the theory that if your opponent, in this case President Obama of the Democratic Party, are stubbing their toes, then don't get in their way. But at the end of come November 4th, in the midterm elections, they are simply going to have to give conservatives, Republicans and independents alike, a reason to get up out of bed, especially, you know, if it's pouring down rain, and go vote for these guys.
Right.
And go vote for them. And they just, I think they just stupidly subscribe to the theory that just like they did in 2012 and just like they did in 2008, that people will come vote for him because they don't like, you know, President Obama. And that simply just is proven to be not the case.
And it's not enough. I mean, my good gravy, man. One more question. So what, in your opinion, should Obama be doing about ISIS over there?
Well, I do not subscribe to the kind of neocon George W. Bush, let's sprinkle democracy seeds all over the world type of foreign policy. But the fact of the matter is you've got children being slaughtered. You've got Christians being slaughtered, crucified, beheaded. It goes on and on. The death toll is in the hundreds, if not the thousands, in just short order. I think we have a moral obligation to annihilate these guys. And the only guy, oddly and surprisingly enough, the only person in the Obama's administration who seems to care about this at all is Chuck Hagel. And kudos to him for speaking out and calling this threat out for what it is, which is basically the most dangerous threat that we have on our plates right now. So these folks just simply need to be annihilated off the face of the earth. And I don't mean to – I just don't want to beat around the bush about that, because they want to plant their flag on American shores and wreck that kind of havoc within our borders. And they need to be stopped over there.
Do you think there has been appropriate response from this White House for the Foley killing?
Well, the Obama made a speech about 2 weeks ago saying that it wasn't a religious war at all, which goes against every bit of common sense. The reason why Christians are being slaughtered is because they won't convert to Islam.
Right.
It's a holy war, and I get. This has been going on for centuries, even toward the time of Jesus Christ. But this has been taken up a notch. This has been taken to a level of brutality that as a society we have not yet seen in a long, long time. But the mixed messages sent from the Obama administration just emboldened them to continue their effort.
And I agree, and I agree with a point you made earlier. I am not one of those export our brand of democracy guys, and that speaks to Bush. But I do think we need a cowboy right now. I mean, there's a song about that. I can't remember the name of it, but I think that's what we need. These folks are emboldened by, seeing our president doing the things that he's doing. I don't think that there's a country on the face of the planet that would pick up the phone in crisis mode and call President Obama and say, hey, we need help over here. I just don't think it'll happen. So
David Cameron, who's not to be confused with John Wayne here, David Cameron, Prime Minister of England, I mean, he cut short his vacation, and he's tending to do this to the best of his ability with the British forces. So at least there's someone on the world stage that's trying to take the lead. But that's one of the other things that President Obama should be doing and is not, is rallying world support around this cause. And he'd just rather tee it up. And I honestly think that he's checked out, and he's telling Valerie Jarrett and his administration, just tell me what you want me to say on my way to the golf course, and I'll say it. And it's just, it lacks also any sort of purpose or energy. Enthusiasm, and it fails to rally people around his policy, and so because he's all over the map on his policy, so it's very difficult to keep up with. And I just think we have to accept the come to the realization that our president has gone AWOL, and this is what we have to look forward to over the next couple of years, and hope to God that not too many more hundreds or if not thousands of folks are slaughtered around the world.
All right, thank you. This is David Bozzale, president of For America. Thank you for giving us some time here on What's On Your Mind. We'll be right back right after this break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So what do you think? What do you think? Do you think that we have a president who has checked out, as David Bozell believes, and even some folks in the left leaning media believe this. I mean, Maureen Dowd took Obama to task over his indifference. I remember the Hope and Change Man. Don't remember you promising us to achieve those eagles and those birdies on the back nine. I don't remember that. Maybe I missed something. I don't know. This is What's on Your Mind. I am your host for the first hour, Leon Francis. Scott will be right behind this microphone in just a few minutes. he's going to have, as we always do on this show, Congressman Kevin Cramer. He's going to be our guest for a full hour to take your calls on any subject for his radio town hall. So maybe you can ask him, you know, well, what's up with this president? And as David brought out, what's up with our leadership not calling him on the carpet for his indifference? I would think that it'd be a pretty easy campaign to mount. You know, you got pictures of Obama on the golf course, pictures of congressmen and women picking up their briefcase, grabbing their cup of joe and heading out to work, or just the average American. I mean, take me for example. I've been up since 4 o'clock, getting the kids ready, getting them off to school, hitting the my small business, Fargo Tech, setting up a couple of things, coming in here, sitting down, talking to you good folks. When I leave here, I'm going back to work over at Fargo Tech, coming back over here to do 3 hours of radio. My day is pretty full. Don't have the luxury to go over to Moorhead at, or even, you know, to any golf course, let alone, you know, spend a large chunk of my time relaxing. Just doesn't happen. I don't know. And this guy's got a country to run. He's not running the Francis household. He's running the country. As I said with David, you know, I don't know a country in the world that would pick up the phone in a moment of crisis and say, hey, Barry, we need some help over here. These people, they're beheading folks. They're, you know, committing genocide. They're stealing. ISIS, I don't know if you know this, they're worth billions. They're the most well-funded military over there, if you want to call them a military. They're definitely not the JV League. They're definitely not a ragtag bunch of guys with some used weapons. These guys have money. They have power. This is like something we have never seen before. Al-Qaeda has disavowed them. I don't believe that Al-Qaeda has had the moxie or the strength of numbers or the finances to do what these guys are doing. I believe it's unprecedented. What are we doing? You know, we're fiddling while Rome is burning. But that's just one guy's humble opinion. That's my humble opinion. Make sure you stay tuned. Ask Congressman Kevin Cramer, you know, these same questions. Ask him, you know, what's going on? Why does it seem to us that our president is checked out and the leadership in the Republican Party doesn't seem to be behind the ball, that sort of thing? You know, ask him these questions. And also ask him about, you know, the Lois Lerner emails and just a host of other things that are going on right here close to home. Ask him if he earns that three times the salary of the average working stiff here in flyover country. Ask him that, you know. That's what he's here for, Radio Town Hall. Ask him the tough questions. Don't ask him fluff questions. Ask him tough questions. There you go. A couple of things that I want to clarify. So, with SEDEC, he was under investigation for allegedly selling marijuana on campus. So it was marijuana. And I know I'm going to get a lot of calls about this on my show from 2 to 5. But apparently, Simca saw cooperation from him for trying to, and they wanted to catch whoever was supplying him. I guess he sold twice to some undercovers or something like that. And so they were pressuring the kid to, you know, to inform, to be an informant for them. And the mom thinks that pressure may have been the leading cause of his death. So I'd encourage you to kind of search your soul and see, you know, and ask some pretty tough questions especially on the other side of what's on your mind when Scott's on, you know, have this discussion. Open it up. I want to hear, and I'll be listening, you know, what you think about that. Do you think that these folks are being held accountable? Do you think William Stengem is going to hold them accountable? What's going on there when you got a kid that is dead, drugs involved, and the folks that are handling the investigation saying it's not that big a deal? Scott will be back in just a bit. This is What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.